This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Well, it's shaping up to be quite the election for 2020 on the national scene. It seems like the circumstances surrounding the election change every day. With the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and an open seat on the Supreme Court, well, that adds even more weight to the outcome of the presidential election if President Trump and Senate Republicans don't move to fill the vacant seat before the election. Justice Ginsburg was a staunch supporter of human rights and very much on the left side of the court on virtually every decision. Conservatives see this as a way to sway the court toward their beliefs, while liberals see this as a seat they must get a liberal judge into to give them a shot at the court following their beliefs. It's an incredibly important decision, and one that will undoubtedly energize voters on both sides. Then, of course, there are the wildfires we've been dealing with for the last month. Climate fires, as our liberal governor likes to call them. On one hand, we have President Trump, who will continue to repeal rules and regulations that have hampered forest management in the past. He's also presiding over the addition of human suffering that will be caused by listing a species as in danger. Now, if that rule would have been in effect when the spotted owl was listed, it never would have happened. The massive amount of human suffering it's caused could not be justified by anyone. Now, Biden, on the other hand, well, he's a supporter of the Green New Deal. Yep, wind and solar will be his claim to fame. Certainly, he'll reimpose the restrictions that have been lifted for forest management. He sees these wildfires as climate change, not forest mismanagement. Then there's the economy. President Trump has a proven record of economic improvement, presiding over the biggest economic recovery ever before COVID-19 decimated the nation's economy. He did it once, and it appears from the early recovery numbers that he'll be able to do it again. As far as Biden is concerned, well, I ran a business through the 8 years of Obama-Biden, and I'll tell you, it wasn't pretty. His ideas on the economy can be summed up by bigger government, more government regulation, and, of course, a rather large tax increase for everyone. Plus, don't forget, with his support of the Green New Deal, oil and natural gas production will be devastated, and that means we'll be dependent once again on other countries for our energy. Last but certainly not least is the COVID-19 pandemic. While the national media roasts the president on a daily basis over his handling of the pandemic, I'm certain he doesn't deserve it. We've never seen anything like this in our lives, and I believe he did the best he could to guide our country through this nightmare. With some semblance of the economy slowly coming back and more things opening, even here in Kate Brown-directed Oregon, I think he deserves some credit. In addition, a vaccine on the way in the next few months? Unbelievable how quickly he's moved that process. Biden? Well, his words regarding national mask mandates and being willing to shut down our nation once again? Well, actually, they scare me to death. I can see another few years of this mess, and believe me, there won't really be anything left of our country at that time, be it business or military or whatever. So, we wait and see what the voters will decide in November. I believe there's an unhealthy opinion of President Trump, primarily fueled by the national media that attack him on a day-to-day basis. But that aside, if voters truly ask themselves to assess their situation and how it's improved over the last 4 years, with the exception of COVID-19, I believe we'll see the president reelected for another 4 years. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.